已经完毕完整了，但是这个神的光照是继续不断的。
启示已经结束了
，Revelation is complete，
光照继续下去
，Revelation continues。
大家说一二三，启示已经结束了，光照继续下去，没有新的启示了
，No more new revelation，
继续不断把已经启示的再光照出来。
But what has been revealed is continually being illuminated。
每时代有光照。
In every generation, there's illumination.
新的光照
new illumination,
都是把人带回旧的永恒的启示的道理。
But to bring people to the old revelation of God,
这是圣灵的第二个工作。
That's the second function of the Holy Spirit.
第三个工作
the third work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要洁净我们
the Holy Spirit will purify us.
你们因圣灵感动成为圣洁
It is because of the touching of the Holy Spirit you become holy.
所以圣灵要洁净我们
the Holy Spirit will purify us.
圣灵是圣洁的灵
because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of holiness.
大家说圣灵是圣洁的灵所以圣灵住在哪一个人的心中
so whoever that the Holy Spirit indwells
他一定弄干净那一个人
he will cleanse that person.
有的人说我先弄干净圣灵才要进来
people will say that I will purify myself first before Holy Spirit comes.
圣洁灵不要住在不圣洁的里面
because the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in a filthy place
我要弄干净等到干净了主啊已经干净了请你进来
so you say I must purify myself and when you purify
好不好
purify now you come
好不好
is it good
我们过圣洁的生活求圣灵进来好不好
so we lead a purified life and ask the Holy Spirit to come is it good
好不好你们越来越不敢回答我好吗
大
错也不对大对也不对你还是为面子求真理你不是 求真理而献上面子你懂吗我再问你我先洁净自己才求圣灵进来好不好
Is it good for me to purify myself before
the Holy
Spirit comes? 好不好
当然好为什么不好
Of course good
我先洁净自己很洁净求圣灵进来有什么不好
I purify myself and ask for the Spirit to come of course good
好不好
Is it good
你不敢答哦你怕上当了
You're afraid of being trapped.
我告诉你好
good
但是有没有问题呢
is that problem
有问题了
yes
第一
first
你如果没有圣灵你怎么会接近自己
because if you don't have Holy Spirit how can you purify yourself
如果你自己靠自己力量可以接近圣灵就不需要圣灵
if through your own self you can purify yourself then you don't need the Holy Spirit
你说我接近已经干净才请他进来那你这么厉害不必他你就会接近了
so you are so good enough to purify yourself without the help of Holy Spirit
所以你不必感谢圣灵了圣灵感谢你弄干净才请他来
so you don't have to thank the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit says thank you
所以这个教义是不对的
so this doctrine is wrong
哇我要过圣洁的生活我要祷告不能使你圣洁的
so to pray hard cannot allow you to have a holy life
圣经没有说圣洁是从祷告来的
Because the Bible never says that the Holy Life will not come through your prayer.
你说真的，我好像没有听过这个，又好像对，好像不对。
I'm not sure whether it's right or wrong. I say,
主啊，你的道接近我。
Lord, your word cleanses me.
耶稣说，你因为我所讲的道已经接近。
And Jesus says, because of what I speak, you are cleansed.
我不是说我们不可以祷告求圣洁。
I'm not saying that we cannot pray for a life of holiness.
我不是说我没有人为圣洁来祷告。
I'm not saying that there's no single one who pray for the sake of holy life.
祷告本身不能使我们圣洁。
The prayer itself cannot purify us.
是借着祷告求主来接近我，不是祷告自己使我会圣洁，你懂吗
？Through the prayer asking God to purify us, not through the prayer we purify ourselves.
求主赐我正直的心。
Lord,
给我圣洁的灵
Lord give me a true heart and right spirit
这个祷告圣洁
That is a prayer
但是这个祷告本身不会使你圣洁
But that prayer itself will not purify you
是祷告求主来给你圣洁
But you're praying asking God to purify you
主怎样使你圣洁呢
How did God purify you
主用扫帚把你扫来扫去
Using a broom
我告诉你上帝接近你的时候
When God purifies you
是借着圣灵的工作
Through the work of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵给信心的人做圣洁的工作。
And also the Holy Spirit in the heart of those who have faith will purify him.
Holy Spirit purifies the believer, the purifies those people with faith. 所以呢，因他们的信心呢，圣灵就使他们成为圣洁。
Because they have the faith, and that's why the Holy Spirit purifies them.
那么信心怎么会使圣灵使我圣洁呢
？Then how is that faith enabled Holy Spirit to purify me?
因为这里的信心就是对神主权的顺从，对神 真理的接受。
The faith here is the submission to the sovereignty of God, the acceptance of the teaching of God.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
信是什么意思？
What is faith?
接受主的道。
To receive the word of God.
顺从主的命令。
To be obedient to His teaching.
那么这样呢，圣灵就因为你的信心，你对真理的接受，你对神主权的顺从就接近。
And because of the faith, because of accepting of the word, and also because of submission to Jesus Christ, and that's why He purifies you
with the word.
With the word,
我将你的话藏在我心里。
I keep your word in my heart,
免得我得罪。
Lest I sin against you.
所以，将你的话藏在心里。
I keep your word in my heart.
我就免得得罪上帝。
Lest I sin against you.
我就会圣洁了。
Then I'll be purified.
挂在心里。
Because the word is in you.
少年人用什么接近他的行为呢？
With what the young people want to cleanse their conduct?
是要遵行你的道。
That is to obey your word.
这是圣经的话。
That's the teaching of the Bible.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
你们因为我传给你们的道，
Because the word I preach to you,
已经接近了。
You are cleansed.
圣经说，
The Bible says,
基督用道借着水，
Jesus used the word and the water,
接近他的教会，
to cleanse his church,
除去各样皱纹瑕疵等类的病，
and all the wrinkles and the sickness will be healed.
教会成为荣耀的身体，
so the church become a glorified body,
献给上帝，
to offer to the Lord.
彼得说，
Peter said,
你们在真道上你们被洁净。
In truth, you are being purified.
所以圣灵做什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
第一，
First,
印证，
to confirm,
我们属上帝的。
We belong to God.
看以弗所书一章十三十四节。
Ephesians 1 verse 13 and 14.
圣灵做什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
把真理光照给我们。
You using, illuminate as the truth.
第三样。
The third,
圣灵做什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
使我们被洁净起来。
That we are being purified.
用真理来洁净。
Purify with the word of God.
第四样。
The fourth,
圣灵做什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵常常感动我们。
He many times move our hearts.
是保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒说，
And that's why Paul tells the church has a life up.
不要消灭圣灵的什么？不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
或者言论是不要消灭它。
Do not quench it.
什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
就圣灵像火在里面燃烧。
The Spirit is burning like fire within us.
不要给它浇冷水。
Do not quench it.
它这个在燃烧的这个功用，
It is burning.
就是使你火热。
So that you'll be young.
使你受一种与神旨意共鸣的一种感动。
So that you want to have a touching that's responding to the word of God.
So in echo, to balance, and to work in accord with the will of God.
我们就回应，并且按照神的旨意来做。
我们会与神的道、神的旨意共鸣，因为圣灵是这样感动我们。
Because such the word of the Holy Spirit touch us.
所以呢，圣灵像慈爱的母亲。
The Holy Spirit like a mother.
生了孩子以后
，After giving birth,
他不走掉
，You want to leave?
他照顾这个婴孩
，She will take care of the baby.
接近他
，Purify him.
喂养他
，Feed him.
告诉他
，Tell him.
引导他
，Guide him.
感动他
，Touch him.
接近他
，Purify him.
圣灵就是重生我们的第三个位格。
The Spirit is the third person that regenerates us.
是上帝。
God.
圣灵也是启示圣经的第三个位格。
And also the third person that reveals the Bible.
圣灵又是把已经启示圣经光照在我们心里面的第三个位格。
The third person that also illuminates the revealed word to us.
圣灵既然是生命的灵。
And since Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life,
他怎么只给我生命不管我的生活呢？
How can He only give me life without caring for my living?
既然把我生在圣洁的国度里面变成圣徒，
Now that He's given birth to me in the Holy Kingdom and become a saint,
他就引导我的生活圣洁，不可以糊涂。
He will guide my life so that I'm a saint.
所以呢，圣灵就督促你了。
So He will check you.
当你做错的时候，
When you're wrong,
你不对了。
You're wrong.
你不应该这样。
You cannot do that.
但你怎么样呢？
What are you going to
do? 不管。
I don't care.
你要什么？
What do you want?
那他就很难过了。
Then he'll be grieved.
所以保罗说呢，
Paul said,
以弗所书四章三十节，
Ephesians 4 verse 30,
不要叫上帝的圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为你们原是受他的印记 直到得赎的日子。
Because you are being sealed until the day of redemption.
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要让神的灵担忧。
Because you have been sealed by Him until the day of the redemption.
因为呢是被盖上印记，一直到救赎日子。
从印记。
Seal,
到基督再来
until Christ Jesus returns,
他不离开你的
He will not leave you,
他要引导你
He will guide you,
他要光照你
He will illuminate you,
他要感动你
He will touch you,
他要接近你
He will cleanse you,
他要带领你
He will guide you,
但是
But,
他会担忧的
He will be grieved,
当你不听话的时候
When you are not obedient,
他不勉强你
He will not force you,
但他很伤心
But he will be grieved,
这是基督教
That's Christianity.
这是基督的生活。
That's Christian life.
从来没有这样的宗教。
That's not such religion.
从来没有这样的信仰。
Such kind of faith.
从来没有这样的权柄。
Such kind of power.
从来没有这样对真理的认识。
Such kind of knowledge.
基督徒圣经所告诉我们。
Like what's being taught in the Bible to us Christians.
为什么教会不要好好教这些呢
？Why is the church doesn't want to teach on this?
为什么我们要求这个求那个派人到新加坡到这个到多伦多到韩国去搞那些花样
？They want to send people to Singapore, to Toronto, to Korea.
难道上帝启示的圣经不够，还有一部分留在韩国没有带来
？And the revelation of God in the Bible is not enough, or a part of it is left in Korea.
你不要笑
，Do not laugh.
你不回到神的道里面。你走遍世界，只有把教会带到更乱的。
If you not return back to the Bible, if you go to the whole world, you'll confuse the system even more.
回来吧
，come back，
回到神的道里面。
Come back to the Word of God，
在神的话里面找到我们复兴的钥匙。
That in the Word of God, you want to find the key of our revival.
找到圣灵的工作
，and the work of the Holy Spirit.
找到我们应当顺从的途径
，and also the way we must be obedient.
找到神给我们教会复兴的应许
，and also the promise of revival to the church from God.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
我不是使徒
I'm not a apostle.
我不是先知
I'm not a prophet.
我不过是照神的话教导教会顺从上帝的传道人
But according to the word of God, I'm the teacher who will teach the church to be submissive to God.
因为神的启示已经结束
Because the revelation of God is complete.
所有自称使徒的都是假使徒
If anyone would call himself as apostle, he's a false apostle.
自称他现在是先知的都是假先知
He who call himself a prophet is a false prophet.
因为他
以为
神的道不完整，还要再加上他们领受的新补充。
Because he thought that the word of God is not complete, it must be added with their own preaching.
但是道已经齐全了。
But the word is not complete.
然后呢？接下去。
And now,
圣灵做了这些工作。
This function that the Holy Spirit does.
你要圣灵做什么
？And what does he do now?
圣灵引导什么
？He guides our life.
引导。
Guide.
好，现在我要读这一节圣经的。
I want to read this passage from the Bible.
罗马书八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16。
罗马书八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse number 16。
我们翻到以后。
After we have it。
我请潘牧师站起来大声念。
I'll ask Reverend Hua to read aloud, standing up。
罗马书八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8。
圣灵与我们的心同证。我们是上帝的儿女，大家说一二三，圣灵与我们心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
现在请王牧师念十四节，那么十五节、十六节一同来念。
And then we read 14 by Reverend Wang.
罗马书八章十四节。
Chapter 8 verse 14 of Romans.
大家一同读，先读第十四节，因为凡被上帝的灵引导，都是上帝的儿子。第十五节
，verse 15。
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧派法，乃是什么？儿子的灵。所以呢，你们就呼叫什么？阿爸。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.
接下去
And then,
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的。
好 The Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children.
注意啊
Now,
第十四节
Verse 14,
因为反被圣灵引导的都是上帝的儿女。
He who is led by the Spirit is the children of God.
第十五节
Verse 15.
你们不是仍然做奴仆，领受奴仆的心，乃是领受儿子的灵。
You are not having the spirit of the slave, but the spirit of sonship.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。
The spirit testify with our own spirit that we are children of God.
这一节在希腊文里面是圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是上帝的儿女。
In Greek, it says that the Holy Spirit, together with our spirit, testify that we are children of God.
所以这十四、十五、十六节
，So verses 14, 15, and 16,
就要归纳我刚才所讲的。
It has to make conclusion of what I said.
从印证到引导
，from this confirmation until the guidance.
只有因为我们有地位，我们是神的儿女。
It is not one position because we are children of God.
We are sealed to be proven that we have the evidence.We are the children of God.
我们有这个印记，乃是要有这个证明，说我们是神的儿女。
After we have been sealed, we are the children of God. We now have the privilege to be guided in the rest of our life.
我们被盖上这个印记之后，我们就有这个资格，在我们整个生命里受圣灵带领。
And because we are given the spirit of the son, not the spirit of the slave, so we are no more a slave to fear to our Lord.
因为我们所有的是这个儿子的灵，不是这个奴隶的灵，因此我们叫做顺服耶稣基督。
So you come to our Father and call him Abba, my Father.
因此我们来到父神面前能够说啊，阿爸父神。
How can I know I am the son of God?
我怎样知道我是神的儿女呢
？How can we know we are the children of God?
我们怎样知道我们是神的儿女呢
？Because the Spirit of God bear witness together, the Spirit of us.That we are the children of God.
因为圣灵与我们的灵来同证，我们是神儿女。
没有宗教谈到这个事情。
There's no other religion talk about this.
无论是这个道教、佛教、这个神道教、印度教、孔教、回教都没有这个事情。
Whether it's Taoism, Hinduism, or any other religion, they never speak on this.
基督徒是神的儿女。
Christian and the children of God.
所以儿子的灵在基督徒里面。
And the spirit of the Son is within us.
印证。
Testify,
引导
to guide,
给我们力量
that we have strength,
来到神面前
to come to God,
呼叫阿爸父
and to cry to him in Abba Father,
圣灵引导
the spirit guide,
那你的生活一定不一样
then your life is different.
大家来念这个讲题好不好？一二三，圣灵的引导，你人的心生。你有了圣灵以后，你会过旧的生活吗
？When you have the Holy Spirit, can you live an old life?
不可能。
No，
你一定过着新的生活。
You want to live a new life?
你的圣灵要使你常常想起耶稣的话语。
Because the Holy Spirit remind you, so you think constantly about the word of Jesus Christ.
圣灵要使你常常怀念主工作的原则和做事的方法。
So constantly you are reminded on the principle of being the minister of God.
圣灵要使你常常刻薄耶稣基督圣善义这些美德。
Constantly also reminded the desire, the virtue of Jesus Christ.
圣灵要常常感动你，使你不再顺从情欲和撒旦。给你的引诱和试探
，so to move you and touch you, so that you would follow the guidance of Holy Spirit, and also would go against the temptation of the evil spirit.
圣灵常常用上帝的道光照你，使你看出怎样遵循神旨意应当有的概念，怎样抗拒他要受的审判。
And using the word of God to illuminate you, so that you will know what is the consequence to obey and to go against the word of God.
所以你不再孤单。
So you are no more alone.
因为你永远是有灵同在的人。
So forever you have the Spirit present in you.
而这个灵呢，是引导你的灵。
And the spirit guides,
不是强迫你的。
Not the one that compels and forces on you.
是引导，不是强迫。
It is guiding, not forcing.
大家说一二三，是引导，不是强迫。所以凡是以这个原则不相同，就不是圣经的教训。
If it is going against this principle, it's not teaching of the Bible.
我要去西里街，你要不要跟我学
？I want to go to City K. Will you follow me?
你要吗？
Are you willing?
我问你要吗？
不要。
你不要去。
好。
如果你不要去，我就不勉强你了。
If I'm not going, I'm not going to force on you.
好，我要带你到西部，你要去吗
？I want to leave to 西部。Are you willing?
你要吗
？Yes.
好，你带我跟着来，我带你去。
So I think it's 西部。
我是引导他，我不是拉他。
I'm guiding him. I'm not forcing him in.
你分得清楚吗
？So are you clear?
不是强迫他。
Not to force on him.
所以。
So.
被圣灵充满，神志不清，不可能的。
So if you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you feel unconscious, it's not possible.
如果你不听啊
，if you're not listening，
我到你到新开你不去啊。
I'll take you to the gate if you don't listen。
你不去，我一定要把你打出来。
I'll force you there。
那怎么办法呢
？What do you
do？ 我打你。
To punch you。
你昏倒了
，and then you're unconscious。
把你放在 truck 的上面。
Now put you on a truck。
你跟我走了。
You follow me。
啊，那个就不是引导他。
So that's not guidance。
你懂吗？是拐他了。
Adapting。
你懂了？你就把他拐走了
yeah, being adopted.
把他敲死了
and there'll be a punch.
死不成
and then he's unconscious.
但是再活
and then you live again.
没有办法已经在心里开了、
yeah, he's still here.
那为什么在这里、
why am I here?
不必多讲
don't talk much.
你要不要我要你来你就来
well, I want you to come and you come.
因为你就在心里开我要把你卖给人家做这个木材商里面的工人
so you'll be sold to the lumber.
所以呢才会倒下去神志不清那就不是圣灵的工作。
So when you fall down unconsciously, that will not be the work of the Holy Spirit.
你现在清楚了。
Now you're clear.
你引导。
When you guide.
我引导你。
I guide you.
那你跟我来。
And you follow me.
手拿来，我引导你。
I'll guide you.
上帝对我们所存的意念。
The will of God in us.
绝对不是恶的。
Not evil.
是善的。
It is good.
所以他的引导不会错的。
So his guiding will not be wrong.
所以这个题目叫圣灵的引导。
So this the topic is called the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
反对圣灵引导的。
And also what, whoever is guided by the Holy Spirit.
都是上帝的儿女。
They are the children of God.
我曾经想这句话想得半死。
I've pondered on this verse many times.
你说这句话这么简单为什么想得半死。
It's so simple. How come you ponder for so long?
应当这样说凡是上帝的儿女的就被圣灵引导。
You must say that he who is the children of God will be guided by the Holy Spirit.
其实这句话有这个意思在哪里。
Actually that is the meaning.
凡是上帝儿女的。
He who are the children of God,
圣灵就引导他。
That the Holy Spirit will guide him.
本来有这个意思的。
Of course, there's a meaning.
为什么保罗不要这么讲？
But why is that Paul never saying that manner?
为什么保罗说凡被圣灵引导的，就是上帝的儿女？
And then he will say that he who is guided by the Holy Spirit are children of God.
为什么转过来呢？
Why is that in the reverse way?
因为有一些神的儿女不喜欢被圣灵引导。
Because there are some children of God who don't because of the Holy Spirit,
就不像神的儿女。
So they are not like children of God.
就像你们今天。不顺服神的时候，常常你的生活不像样的样子。
Like today, if you are not obedient to God, your life is not like God.
保罗说，凡被圣灵引导的，就是上帝的儿女。
And that's why Paul said, "He who is guided by the Holy Spirit is the son of God."
我刚才已经讲了。
I say,
圣灵不会用违背圣经的原则来引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will not guide us as with a principle that's against the Bible.
如果有一个人到你面前来。
If there's someone to come to you,
上帝的灵感动我把你杀死。
God's spirit touched me to kill you.
你千万不要听他。
Do not listen to him.
因为上帝的灵不感动人去杀人的。
Because the spirit of God will not touch a person to kill others.
那个违背圣经的词。
Because that's against the principle of the Bible.
另外一个人说，上帝的灵感动我跟你结婚。
And one will say that God touched me so that I want to get married with you.
那你已经有了爱人了。
But you have already a loved one.
好的，两个都清楚上帝的旨意。
And both are clear about the will of God.
现在突然上帝的灵感动一个人跟你结婚，你怎么办
？And suddenly God's spirit touched someone and said I want to marry you.
你说糟糕了，是谁搞错，我搞错。
Who's wrong, you ask?
是不是我太早跟人家谈恋爱了
？Well, do I fall in love too
soon? 现在突然上帝的旨意显明，我来不及。
Now suddenly the will of God's review, I cannot catch it anymore.
怎么办呢
？What am I going to do?
虽然还没有结婚
，even before marriage.
昨天刚刚做结婚事
but you just have signed the
那怎么办呢
contract
那怎么办呢
what are you
gonna do 那你看看他又不像上帝的旨意
well it looks not like the will of God
你看看他一点也不爱他
you don't love him
那你就祷告主啊
you pray to God
为什么你的旨意有两个
why is it there are two wills that we have
昨天做结婚事一个今天在感动另外一个
yesterday I just have this engagement and now we have another one coming
你说我是敬畏耶和华的人
you say I'm the one that fear the Lord
啊你等等我再祷告一下
wait for me to pray
那你就上当了
Then you're in trap.
如果一个人说上帝的旨意感动我跟你结婚
，If someone said that God's will touch me to marry you，
你根本没有这个意念。
You don't have this kind of moving.
那如果你本来没有爱人
，If originally you don't have a lover，
你可以祷告。
You can pray.
你本来已经在神的引导之下有了爱人了。
But when God guides and you don't have a lover，
甚至已经做了结婚事。
And also you already engaged.
你就是上帝的旨意感动我拒绝你的求婚机会。
God has touched me so that I want to reject.
或者被着神的引导。
Or God's guidance.
不是使人混乱。
Not confusion.
神的引导。
God's guidance.
不是使人没有规矩。
Not that we don't have discipline.
神用他的道来引导人。
God uses His word to guide us.
神引导人。
God guides people.
把人引导到更爱主、更遵行神旨意、 更合乎圣经原则的弟兄。
So we are gathered to love God more, to follow more closely the principle of God, also the word of the Bible.
你明白了？
Now, are you clear?
好，现在我最后一段要讲危险的观念。
And I want to talk to you a very crucial and dangerous concept in the last.
我们常常想哦。
Many times we think
神引导一定是很好的。
God's guidance is always good.
所以一定是使我越来越健康。
So that I'll be more and more healthy.
越来越发财。
More and more prosperous.
越来越顺利。
More and more smooth sailing.
越来越成功。
More and more successful.
你如果先有这种意念
，If you have this kind of desire first,
you have this kind of presupposition.
This kind of presupposition first.
你先预定了这种观念的话
，With this preconcept that you have,
你就很难真正顺服圣灵。
Very difficult for you to truly obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果你不从这种错误的预先的观念作为意识里面悔改出来
，If you do not repent from this wrong presupposition,
你会常常错误解经。
Many times you interpret the Bible wrongly.
第二，受撒旦欺骗。
And you'll be cheated by the evil spirit.
第三，对神失望。
The third, you'll be disappointed on God.
一年多以前。
One year ago,
当印尼经济最困难的时候
，When it was the most difficult time financially for Indonesia，
我有一天在飞机上要上飞机前
，One day in the airport before I boarded，
有一个人远远走来
，A person come from afar，
垂头丧气的走来
，And very sadly he moved。
你是 Stephen Tong？
Are you Stephen Tong？
你是唐崇荣
？Are you Stephen Tong？
我说是的。
I said yes。
你认识我吗
？Do you know me？
我是八年前听你讲的。
18 years ago, I heard your preaching.
啊，你是基督徒。
Oh, you're Christian.
从前是，现在不是。
In the past, I was, but now I'm not.
从前是，现在不是，一定没有永生，对不对
？I was in the past, but not now. Of course, it doesn't have eternal life.
只有半生才会半死，对不对
？Or half life that he has.
那我说你现在不做礼拜吗？
我
不做礼拜。
No, I don't.
我现在不再做礼拜。
I don't go to church anymore.
我说为什么
？Why?
失望。
I'm disappointed.
我失望。
I'm disappointed.
完全失望。
Totally disappointed.
我说你对谁失望
？Disappointed on God.
你知道他怎么回答
？You know how he answered?
对上帝失望。
Disappointed on God.
我对上帝完全失望。
Totally, I'm disappointed on God.
我刚刚要对他讲话。
I just want to talk to him.
啊，再见，再见，他就走了。
And then he said goodbye to me.
我就感觉到可能永远不见他。
Maybe forever I won't see him.
可能永远不再见他。
Forever I won't see him. I said.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他可能就永远跌倒灭亡，不再回来。
That he will fall and eternally he will repent.
他就走去坐他的飞机。
And he go and board his plane.
我跑到这边坐我的飞机。
And go to my own plane.
那影子留在我脑里。
And he image imprint on me.
第二天。
The second day.
我从外国回来。
When I return from foreign country.
我就在我的神学院讲一篇，人。为什么对上帝失望
？In the seminary, I preach on this topic. Why is that man is disappointed with God?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你对他曾经有过错误的盼望，所以你才会对他失望。
Because you have a wrong hope on him, and that's why you feel disappointed on him.
为什么你对上帝会有错误的盼望
？Why is that you have a wrong hope on God?
因为有一些讨你欢喜的传道人，不按正义讲解上帝的道，使你产生。对上帝错误的观念，以致错误的判断。
Because there are those preachers who do not please God, but please themselves, they teach the wrong teaching to you.
来吧，凡有信心的，你的病都会好。
If you have faith, you'll be healed in all your sickness.
神一定有能力拯救你。
God has the power to save you.
这种传道人，他不是要你病好。
This kind of teacher, they don't want their sickness being healed.
他是要他医病大会人越多越好。
They want their healing meeting to have more people to come.
人越多，可能奉献就越多。
The more people come, the more offering they have.
他就越出名。
And the more they are famous.
所以他就凡是来有信心都会好。来来来来。
So when their faith will be healed, he said.
他就讲了违背圣经的道。
So he preached against what the Bible says.
他也没有告诉你信心是怎么解释。
He never interpreted what the meaning of
faith. 我有信心，我好，我相信一定会好。
Your faith will be healed, he said.
后来你就不是信上帝，你相信你会好，你是对你自己的信念有信心，这个叫 faith in faith， 不是 faith to God。
So you're not having faith in God, but faith in your own faith.
所以你相信我一定会好，难道我这样信不好吗？我相信我一定会好，你就用这种信心到上帝面前。
So with this kind of faith in your own faith, you want to come to God.
如果每一个有信心的人病一定会好， 那么领恩派的人不可能病死的。
So if everyone has faith could be healed, those in charismatic movement will not die because of sickness.
因为他们敢讲这句话，难道他自己没有信心
？So because if they dare to preach in such a way, do you say that they don't have faith?
那他们就不应该病死啊。
So they shouldn't die in sickness.
如果他们也会病死，就表示他一生一世有信心，最后信心完全失败才死的。
So if they die in sickness, which means they have not that kind of faith that they had.
如果基督徒最后病死，岂不是最后就是他信心的总崩？
And also, if a Christian would die in sickness, which means there's a total collapse of the faith finally.
这个不是圣经的教训。
This is not a teaching of the Bible.
好了，这种人有这个，结果呢，上帝没有医治他。
And later on, God does not heal them.
他就是对上帝失望。
And then they're disappointed with God.
他认为神的应许不可靠。
The promise God is not trustworthy.
他认为给上帝骗了。
They said they've been cheated by God.
所以他就对上帝失望。
And they're disappointed with God.
从某一个时间来看
，From certain point of time，
这种人把教会坐满了，好像教会兴旺。
This kind of people fill the whole church as if the church is being revived.
人数增加
，The numbers grow.
奉献增加
，And the offering is growing.
但是最后，这些人因为错误的盼望产生错误的失望，永远不回头的时候，这些牧师不管这个事情。
Because of wrong hope or the wrong disappointment, the pastor wouldn't care when they leave the church.
那是他们永远离开上帝。
And forever they leave the church.
是很可怕的事情。
That's dangerous.
所以我告诉你，圣灵的引导
，the guidance of the Spirit，
不要先假设一定对我有物质好处的才是圣灵的引导。
Do not presume first that that which is beneficial to me materially will work on the Spirit.
这错误的观念很严重，很严重。
This kind of wrong concept is very serious.
有一次我在美国一个地方叫做 Poughkeepsie 讲道。
Poughkeepsie, I was there preaching in the States.
许多最大的公司的经理都来听我讲。
And manager of a big company come to listen to me.
那一天我说，请你们写下来。
Write down, I say.
圣灵怎么引导我
？How does the Holy Spirit guide you?
他们就一个一个写了。
So they write one by one.
感谢主给我升级。
Praise God, I was promoted.
我的薪水加添。
My salary is increased.
感谢主，上帝引导我到美国来。
Praise the Lord, guiding me to the States.
感谢主，给我退休的时候有足够的钱。
Praise the God, when I retire, I have enough saving.
感谢主，上帝引导我现在身体健康。
Praise the God that God guides me so I'm healthy today.
36个人讲了，
聚会 36 people say that.
聚会没有结束，大家尽量做到完。
So we're going to be seated for the whole meeting.
至少这表示你对我的礼貌。
At least a good manner to me.
好，下一次你们还没有进来，大小便弄清楚才进来。好，现在听下去。那么呢，他们三十几个都写下来。
36 of them wrote all this.
我就回答。
I answer.
如果你的薪水减少的时候，是不是可能也是上帝的引导
？If your salary is decreased, can that be a guidance of God?
如果你身体的健康衰退，变成有病的时候，有没有可能也是圣灵的引导
？If you become sick, can that be the guidance of Holy Spirit?
他们说。我们从来都没有这样想。
You see, we never think that.
那你看，我们的基督教有毛病了。
So there's problem with our Christianity.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们一直以好的理想当作才是上帝的引导。
We thought all the good things to come to us then is a guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这样的信仰
，this kind of faith，
会使你产生对上帝的失望。
That you will feel disappointed with God.
所以有一些这个极端的人呢
，Some of those are more extreme.
他们说，做寡妇就是上帝的审判。
They say that to be a widow is a judgment from God.
病就是魔鬼的工作。
When they are sick, that's a work of the evil spirit.
死就是上帝的咒诅。
When they die, it's a curse from God.
为什么你不能用圣经其他的话说？大卫一生遵行上帝的旨意就睡了，他的死是在神里面的安息呢？
And why don't you say that the son of David was died and because that's the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
人家对耶稣说拉撒路病了。
And people tell Jesus Lazarus is sick.
拉撒路死了
，That he died.
耶稣基督过四天才过去
，And only after 4 days Jesus went back.
为什么上帝等四天还不来呢
？Why is that God want to wait for 4 days?
上帝的孩子病了他也不管。
The children of God is not sick, he won't care.
上帝的爱是为什么的呢
？And what kind of love he has?
神的引导不一定照着你的标准。
The guidance of God may not be according to your standard.
神的引导不一定符合你的理想。
May not according to your ideal.
所以呢，明天我要与大家讲。反面的引导以及正面引导不同的地方。
So tomorrow I want to talk to you about the lead guidance in the opposite way rather than in the positive way.
我问你，上帝会不会引导一个基督徒去找鬼啊
？Would God guide a Christian to seek evil spirit?
不会。
No.
上帝会引导一个基督徒到一个地方让鬼来找他
？Would he lead him to a place where the evil spirit will find him?
会不会
？Would he?
上帝会引导一个基督徒去碰到鬼呢？
会
不
会？
会不会？
会
不会？再讨论一分钟好不好？好，我想没有时间了，我们读一节圣经就结束了。
We conclude with a Bible passage.
马太福音
Matthew
第四章
Chapter 4
第一节
Chapter 4 verse 1
马太福音
Matthew
第四章
Chapter 4
第一节
Verse 1
几人弟兄大声读一次
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1
第一节
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
我用中文读，好，请这一个这个熊弟兄读第四章第一节。
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
啊，你看，圣灵引到耶稣去旷野，见到鬼了。
Then the Holy Spirit led Jesus to meet devil in the desert.
这不是我讲的。
I didn't say that.
这是圣经的话，对不对
？The Bible says that.
哎，请问你做礼拜到今天听过这一篇没有
？Have you heard this?
啊，圣灵引导一个很属灵的人，禁食40天祷告的人，把他引到旷野去见到鬼。
God led someone who's very spiritual fasting for 40 days, and then he met the devil in the desert.
大家一同念，一二三，当时耶稣被圣灵
引到旷野，
旷野
受魔鬼的试探。
明白了哈
？I understand.
明天我要讲了。
Tomorrow I'll explain more.
怎样真正认识圣灵的引导
？And truly to know the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，你这几天的道理没有听，你一生损失多少你不知道。
If you haven't heard this series of meeting, you don't know how to regret.
因为我的个人几十年挣扎中间所定的题目所讲的东西，很多是书本没有这样讲。
Because this I think I struggle for myself for tens of years.
你神学院里面没有读到这些。
You will not have studied in the Bible seminar.
有一些部分你读到了。
Some of them, yes.
有一些你在我的讲座听到的。
Some you hear it from my own seminar.
都是有建立你真正健康这个有根基的信仰能力。
To establish your healthy and right and strong faith.
求主赐福给我。
Pray that God bless us.
有一个，我们在一同读罗马书第八章，我们从第十四读到第十六节。
We shall read together Romans chapter 8 verses.
罗马书第八章第十四到第十六节。
Romans the eighth。
罗马书在哪里
？Romans the eighth。
啊？在哪里
？Romans。
在创世纪的前面。
Before Genesis。
那边有目录，你自己找第几面。我是不会告诉你第几面，因为那是帮助你懒惰最好的办法。
There's a table content there, you can look it for yourself.
有很多牧师太好心了，所以他们就变成专门产生懒惰基督徒的牧师。
Because there are many pastors who are too good, that's why they produce a lot of lazy Christians.
罗马书第八章
Romans
第14节到第十六节
Verses 14 to 16.
一二三，因为凡被圣灵引导的都是上帝的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。第十七节，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是上帝的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得着荣耀。我们读经就到这个地方。我们昨天在这里思想到最后一段，就是我们对神错误的认识会影响我们对神引导的认识。
And also last time we talked that if we wrongly know the concept of God, then also we also wrongly know the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
许多的基督徒灵性不能长进。
Many Christians spiritually they will not grow.
因为他受错误认识带来的拦阻，使他们没有办法成长起来。
Because this wrong understanding distorted or hindered them from growing.
我为什么刚信主就产生对上帝错误的认识
？Why is that they just began to be a Christian get their wrong concept of God?
因为传信息的人不是按照纯正道理的规范来吸引人到主的面前。
Because the one who preaches the gospel does not preach according to the model which is right according to the Bible.
为了怕教会 人少。
They are afraid that probably the member of church was
我们定的降低神道理的原则。
So we lower down the principle of the Bible.
我们怕人不喜欢听我们讲的道。
We are afraid the people may not be not happy with what we are preaching.
所以我们就把道讲得很松懈，使人感到做基督徒很简单。
So we preach the gospel in a very loose way, so that people feel that it's easy to become a Christian.
我们多谈神的爱，少谈神的义。
We talk more on the love of God rather than His righteousness.
我多谈上帝的恩典，少讲上帝的审判。
And we speak more about the grace of God rather than His judgment.
我们多讲我们要怎样蒙怜悯，少讲我们要怎样向神负责任。
We teach how much God has mercy on us rather than He wants us to have responsibility.
所以被十字架舍己的道理常常听不见。
So we seldom hear about the taking up the cross for Christ's sake.
成功神学大行其道。
And also the other success now is so popular.
印尼在过去五年有许多的人借钱很容易，贷款很容易，所以他们就以贷款当作是神给他们发财的机会，大做不应该做的事情，结果呢生意失败了一败涂地，道德败坏，现在呢没有办法还债。
So in the past 5 years, Indonesia is so easy to get loan from the bank. That's why a lot of people just get loan and develop. But now because of financial crisis, they collapse in their business.
当经济危机来到的时候
，When a financial crisis came,
那些成功神学的理论证明不是真正从神而来。
Those theories of success prove itself that they do not come from God.
所以引起了一大堆人对上帝失望。
So a lot of people are disappointed with God.
那么教会也不能再用那种信息供应人了。
And the church cannot provide the church with the Christian.
所以这些不负责任的讲员开始转头换面，就讲耶稣再来的道理。
So these preachers who are so irresponsible now change the topic to the second coming of Christ.
我们怎么可以用这样的办法来建立教会信仰的根基
？How can we use this method to found the foundation of our faith?
我们应当照着圣经的原则，规规矩矩把神的道和正义分解出来。
But rather according to the biblical principle, we have to expound the word correctly.
只有在神的真理里面，我们才会建立纯正健康的信仰。
So that it is in truth, you can find this a true and right acquisition of the Bible.
当我们谈到圣灵的引导的时候
，When I talk about the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们要清楚知道我们是属于神的。
Very clearly, we know we belong to God.
神是引导人的上帝。
God is the one who guides our life.
所以圣灵就在我们这一个已经软弱有罪。疲惫枯干的心灵中间成为我们的保惠师。
And in us who are weak and dry in spirit, God the Holy Spirit will become a comforter.
耶稣基督说我要另外差遣一位保惠师与你们同在直到永永远远。
Jesus said, I will send another comforter that he will be with you forever and ever.
保惠师希腊文就是 Parakletos.
Parakletos in the Greek.
Para 就是在旁边的。
Which means he will stand beside you.
他要安慰你。
He will comfort you.
他要劝诫你，
你要是 exhort，
他要引导你，
要 guide you，
他要给你许多很伟大的、很需要的这个教训同帮助。
So that you have many other great teachings and help from the Holy Spirit。
圣灵住在我们里面
，When Holy Spirit indwells in our heart，
印证我们是上帝的儿子
，Confirm that we are the children of God。
圣灵与我们的灵同证。我们是上帝的。
And Holy Spirit testified together with our spirit that we are children of God.
中文圣经翻译是圣灵与我们的心同证，原文是与我们的灵同证。
And in the Chinese, it says that the Holy Spirit will testify in our heart, but it agrees in our spirit.
为什么圣灵与我们的灵同证呢
？Why is it the Holy Spirit together with our spirit that testify together?
被圣灵充满并不代替我们原有的灵。
Because the filling of the Holy Spirit do not substitute, replace our spirit.
所以圣灵与我们的灵在一起。
So the Spirit of God and also our spirit coming together.
Parakletos.
Parakletos.
他是劝慰师。
He is a comforter.
他是安慰我们。
He is the one that comforts us.
训诲我们
and exhort us,
教导我们
teach us,
他印证我们是属于上帝
and to confirm that we are children of God,
他也对我们印证上帝是真的
and to confirm that God is true,
这个圣灵在里面光照我们
the Holy Spirit illuminated us,
圣灵在里面接近我们
and purify us,
圣灵在里面用爱来浇灌我们
using His love to anoint us,
圣灵在里面用真理来光照我们
using the light of truth to illuminate us,
是一个聚会成功不成功
so whether a meeting is successful or not.
参加聚会的人听到又受了多少圣灵的光照。
It many much depend on how much people who attended are illuminated.
当光照射出来的时候
，when the light illuminates，
黑白就分明了。
Then the black and the dark and also the light will be shown out.
光一照射出来的时候
，when the light shone，
肮脏污秽的地方就看得清楚了。
The filth and the dirtiness will be exposed.
圣灵光照一个人的时候
，when the Holy Spirit illuminates someone，
这个人就知道自己的缺点在哪。
Then he'll know where his shortcomings are.
他就就自己得罪神的地方在哪。
He understands where that he falls short of God.
他就知道应当从什么地方软弱跌倒，就要从什么地方悔改起来。
And also he knows that from where that he fell, he wants to rise up again.
圣灵就感动一个人。
The Holy Spirit touches a person.
就感动先从你的思想起。
Moving from your heart first,
到你的感情
，and then the emotion,
到你的意志
，and then the will,
这样你因认识真理而心受恩感
，and because you know God, and then why your heart is touching,
你爱真理而有所方向的转移
，because you love the truth, and that's why there's change in the direction.
因为你明白有爱真理，你愿意顺从你所爱所认识的真理，你的意志就有行动
，because you love and also is willing to obey.Then you have a right action.
所以当圣灵光照人、感动人的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit moves and also illuminates us,
我们就不可消灭上帝的。
We will not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit.
不可消灭圣灵的感动。
And we cannot quench His moving.
那一个不消灭圣灵感动的人，就是一个体贴圣灵的意思、顺服圣灵光照感动的人。
So one who does not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit will be the one who follows the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个人就知道怎样做。
Then you know what to do.
他的生活一定改变。
And his life surely will be changed.
他的行为、他的个性、他的侍奉一定有所变化。
His conduct, his personality, his ministry will be changed.
而圣灵变化我们要做什么呢
？When Holy Spirit changes, what for?
就是使我们越久越像我们的主。
So the more and more we are like our Lord Jesus.
把我们的化成有神荣耀的形象。
So we are transformed into glorious image of God.
使我们不良善的成为良善。
So what is no good become good.
不义的成为义
What's unrighteous become righteous
不圣洁的成为圣洁
What's unholy become holy
将圣灵继续不断在我们心中工作就是基督徒在地上或者如同在天的生活
So that if Holy Spirit continues to work with us upon the earth we live a life which is like heaven
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
那么圣灵如同慈爱的母亲
So Holy Spirit like a merciful mother
她生了孩子之后母亲就照顾她
And after giving birth the mother will take care of the baby
养育她
And also bring it up
陪伴她
Also will accompany him
扶持她
And also will support him
指导她
And will teach him
牵引她
Will guide him
把她带大起
So that he will now be a grown up.
一个被圣灵引导的人也是如此。
The one who is guided by the Holy Spirit will be in the same manner.
他属灵的生命就成长起来。
His spiritual life will grow.
他所关心的不是在社会里面争钱夺利的事情。
What his concern is not how much money and power that he has in the society.
他关心的是在神的国度能为主借多少的国
家。But in the kingdom of God, how much fruit that he bears for the Lord.
他的关心的是人怎么样看重我或者不看重我。
What his concern is not people esteem me or not.
他说关心的是神肯不能用我就是为主的名受辱受苦我也甘愿
What is concerned is that whether God will use me even though I have to suffer for his sake
他说关心的是你的辩论的时候他失胜或者失败
He is not concerned whether in the debate whether you win or lose
他说关心的是神的道我要怎样为主建立争辩
But rather how can he defend the true truth of God
让主的道得胜而又得胜
So that the word of God be victorious and victorious again
他当他一成长的时候
so as he grows and grows,
他也学习舍己
he also learn how to renounce himself,
不顾自己的利害关系
he will not care about his benefit,
不顾自己的生死问题
how about his life and death,
不顾自己的得失
how about his gain and loss,
所注意的就是神的旨意神的荣耀神的国度
what is concerning is God's glory and also God's kingdom,
把教会充满这一类的基督徒
when the church is filled with this kind of Christians,
耶稣基督的身体基督的教会就充满了荣耀
The body of Christ and the church of God will be glorified
神的国度充满这样的精兵的时候
And the kingdom will be filled with all the soldiers
神的国度在这个世界就慢慢扩张出来
So upon this earth, the kingdom of God will expand
人要看见我们 们所行所做所讲所做的所为的，把荣耀归于上帝。
People will see what we talk, what we do, and give glory unto the Lord.
因为我们是神的儿女
，because we are children of God.
我们里面有圣灵的印证
，so in us there's a confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
我们外面有神引导我们的方向
，there's a guidance of God to our direction.
那么神的引导一定就是正面的，一定是积极的吗
？So if the guidance of the Holy Spirit does it mean that it must always be positive?
从动机而论，是的。
From motive, why it is?
因为上帝为我们所定的心意走是良善。
Because the will of God for us is to walk in the right path.
神从来没有为我们定那邪恶的意念。
Because God has never fixed this evil will for us.
但是他引导我们所走的路一定是顺利的吗
？But the guidance of the Holy Spirit must be always plain sailing.
从现象而论，不是的。
From phenomena, it is not.
许多时候，他要使我们经过水火，才把我们带到丰盛之地。
Many times we will go through great difficulties in order to go to the rich land.
许多时候，他们要带我们经过苦楚的地步，使我们与基督一同受苦，才明白怎样进入他的荣耀。
Many times we will go through suffering and darkness so that we suffer together with Christ and then we know what it means to be glorified.
许多神使我们经历一段的时间贫穷、疾病、痛苦，要增加我们对别人痛苦中间的同情。
So many times we will be in difficulties and sickness and poverty so that we can sympathy for those who are in the same situation.
这样保罗说，我们经过患难。
Paul said that after we are gone through tribulation,
我们就更知道别人在患难中间的心。
All the while we know what are people like when they're in the situation of tribulation.
我们经过患难
，after going through tribulation,
我们就因患难更多得着主的安慰。
Because of tribulation, all the while we receive comfort from the Lord Himself.
经历患难
，going through tribulation,
我们才会帮助那些要经历患难的人。
Then we are able to help those who are going through tribulation.
你用什么办法去安慰别人
？How can we comfort others?
除非你自己在患难中间先得着神的安慰。
Unless in tribulation you've been comforted by the Lord.
你用什么办法去坚固别人
？How can you strengthen others?
除非你在软弱的中间曾经得着主的坚固。
Unless in your weaknesses God has strengthened you.
一个受过苦的人
，or one who has gone through suffering.
一个经过磨练的人
，or one who has tried.
如果他得胜以后
，after he has become victorious，
他对别人的造就，对别人的牧养，对别人的带领，就不是用理论，是用他亲身经历所得到的结晶智慧。
So his pastor and guidance to others will not be theoretical, but rather very practical.
这样的传道人
，this kind of preacher，
这样的牧师
，this kind of pastor，
就不是单单神学院的教义所能训练出来的。
It will not be trained only purely by the doctrine of a seminary，
乃是在神顺服的学校里面所能造就出来的。
But in the school of his obedience, they will be trained.
这样虽然你还没有进神学院
，so that even though you're not going through seminary，
你先受了苦。
But you've gone through tribulation,
遇到了一些患难
and some suffering.
你经历一些的疾病
and some sickness.
你要认为这就是神锻炼你的一种神学课程，是你的神学的老师所不能给你。
You must know that this kind of theological lesson God wants to train you so that you can mature Christian, which is not being trained in the seminary.
那么你说，当人受苦的时候，耶和华你在哪里？
When man is going through suffering, you ask, where is Jehovah my God?
当基督徒经历患难的时候，神啊，为什么你不显出你的恩手的帮助？
When Christians are in tribulation, they ask, why is that God? You never stretch out a hand to help you.
上帝说，我不是放弃你。
And God will say, I have not abandoned you.
我照样引导你。
I'm continuing to guide you.
我不能一天到晚拉住你的手。
But I can hold your hand daily.
否则你就不能自立，你也不能走路了。
If not, you cannot stand up on your own and cannot walk on your own.
母亲看见孩子已经到了十一二个月的时候
，At a time when the child goes up to 11 or 12 years a month old，
他不是一直抱，一直抱。
The mother will not continue to carry him.
不是她不愿意抱
，Not that she's not willing.
也不是因为孩子太重了
，Not that because the baby is too heavy.
是因为这个孩子要做人，他要懂得怎样走路。
Because we'll be mature that this child got to learn how to walk.
不再抱他了
，No more carrying.
你就用手拉着他的手，让他的脚开始坐地休息走路。
Using your hand to hold his hand so that he will learn to walk.
当你教他走路的时候
，When you teach him how to walk,
他差不多稳的时候，你就把两个手放。 放开了。
When it's more stable, you want to let go your hands.
他们两个手放开的时候
，When let go both your hands,
他就冲冲点点了。
He stumble.
他不知道要怎么样走了。
Don't know what to walk.
那个时候他会说：“妈妈，你不爱我了吗？”
And then would he say that, "Mother, do you not love me anymore?"
你的手放开我了吗
？You let me go.
母亲要说：“儿啊，我的手放开，我的眼定住。”
The mom will say that, "My hand has been let go. My eyes upon you."
我们的主也是如此。
The same with our Lord.
讲圣灵不是每时每刻引导我们发财、顺利、舒服、健康、平安。
So the Holy Spirit doesn't guide us so that in all times we are prosperous, we are in healthy, financially.
圣灵有时候突然间使我们遇到困难。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit allows us to have tribulation.
突然你好像没有神的同在。
Suddenly you feel that God's not present in you.
你好像神现在不睬你。
As if God is not caring you.
你好像神已经不在你面前了。
As if that God is not before you.
神的应许、神的有、神的慈爱都离开你。
That is promise, covenant, His love all have left you.
主啊，你还引导我。
You say, Lord, are you still guiding me?
主说，我的眼目永不离开你。
The Lord said, and my eyes have never gone away from you.
从来没有丢弃。
Have never renounced you.
我从来没有撇下你。
Have never abandoned you.
耶稣基督做的，今日直到永远是一样。
Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
您恩派的人，您恩派的人。很喜欢用这一节圣经表示他们还可以医病。
The charismatic people use this verse to prove that they can continue to heal.
所以当他们医病，他们耶稣基督做了，今日直到永远是一样的。
So they will say that Jesus Christ heals yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
耶稣一样的
，He is the same.
昨天医病，现在也可以医病。
He healed yesterday, He will heal today.
耶稣一样的，你相信吗
？Do you believe yesterday?
相信吗
？Do you believe?
耶稣如果一样的
，If Jesus is the same,
那么从前他死人复活，现在也可以死人复活。
In the past, He resurrected the dead. Today, He can resurrect too.
那么这神医大会敢不敢到坟墓去？拉萨路出来？耶稣基督做的今日是一样的。
The faith healing, would they dare to go to the tomb and say that you resurrect because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
所以他用圣经不过是利用圣经，不是 不是好好解释圣经。
So they are not using the Bible, you're utilizing the Bible.
所以我们今天有许多的基督徒不知道怎样好好顺服神，所以我们在利用圣经的时候，是因为不先尊重圣经。
So we as Christians, when we use the Bible, it's not because we're obedient to the Bible, but we utilize it for our own purpose.
基督耶稣做的，今日直到永远是一样的。
The Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
这一句话不是为了给你利用做医病大会用。
It is not being utilized by you for this faith healing.
因为这一位不改变的基督也是死人复活的，为什么你不敢有复活大会呢
？Because the Christ Jesus is the same forevermore, also raised the dead.
那这句圣经用的时候是的希伯来书。第十三章
，Because this Bible is appears in Hebrews chapter 13.
重点在哪里呢
？Where is the emphasis?
是指永不撇下你，永不丢弃。
That God forever He will not forsake you.
当教会遇到患难的时候
，When the church goes through tribulation,
神没有丢下我们。
God will not forsake us.
主的爱没有改变。
The love of God will never change.
主的引导在你最困难的时候还是信实可靠的。
In your most difficult time, God is still faithful in His guidance.
当神用他的主权许可你遇到患难疾病的时候，他没有离开。
When in His sovereignty, God allows you to be in the sickness, He will not leave you.
这才是这段圣经正解的范围。
And that will be the right interpretation of this verse.
当然，我相信耶稣还可以使人复活。
Of course, Jesus can still raise the dead.
当然，我相信耶稣基督还是医病的。
And also, Jesus continues to heal.
但是，如果神要你因病而死。
Thereby, if the Lord wants you to die because of sickness,
让你病了以后慢慢死，没有医治你，你接受他是不改变的吗
？And that you are sick until he dies, you accept him, doesn't mean that he changes.
这样基督徒就应当很清楚明白什么叫做反面的引导。
So then, Christian must understand clearly what's the negative guidance of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做反面的引导呢
？What is my negative guidance?
神引导我这一个环境是我们不能想明白的。
God has got a through situation whereby we cannot understand.
为什么不能想明白呢
？Why is that we cannot understand?
那是因为我的理智是有限的。
Because my rationality is finite.
当然的
，of course.
另外一个原因
，another reason.
为什么想不明白呢
？Why is that we cannot fully understand?
因为你从前没有听过这些。 些道理。
Because in the past you never heard about this teaching.
有那些不负责任的讲员。
Because the irresponsible speaker.
讲一些讨好你，你比较容易听、比较爱听的道理，就遮盖了上帝真理的另外一方面。
They teach some truth which pleasing to you and cover up some truth from God.
我相信我们昨天读马太福音四章第一节的时候。
Yesterday when we read Matthew chapter 4 verse 1,
有很多的基督徒吓了一跳。
A lot of people are frightened.
圣灵把耶稣引到旷野去受魔鬼的试探。
The Satan guided Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted. I'm sorry. The Holy Spirit guided Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
耶稣在旷野中。
Jesus in the wilderness.
孤孤单单一个人。
He was alone.
没有人同在。
No one was with him.
还没有门徒。
And without disciples.
自己一个人。
Alone.
在旷野里面只有什么呢？
In the wilderness, where are they?
只有在那边。等着要试探他的鬼。
Only the devils who are prepared to tempt him.
你说上帝的灵怎么引导耶稣到这个地步呢？
How can the Spirit of God guide him to this place?
哎呀，太残忍了。
So cruel.
上帝差他的儿子到世界，让他给鬼捉弄的半死。
God sent his son to the world so that he will be tempted by Satan.
有这样残忍的父亲吗？
And is that such a cruel father?
圣父差圣子。
And God the Father sent the Son.
圣子孤孤单单。
And the Son is not alone.
他就差圣灵。
And he sent the Spirit.
圣灵来引导圣子。
The Spirit come to guide the Son.
把他引导 shopping center.
And got him to the shopping center.
把他引导这个 Sultan's Palace.
And to the palace.
把他引导这个 Zoological Garden.
To the Zoological Garden.
把他引导冷气房去休息。
And to the air-conditioned room to rest.
不是。
No.
把他引导旷野去受魔鬼的试探。
Let him to the wilderness so he's being tempted by Satan.
那个父啊，对不起，我讲错话了。
Father, I'm sorry, I spoke wrongly.
我说你太残忍了，其实你是慈爱的，但是我不明白。
I say you're so cruel, but actually you're kind, but I don't understand.
哪里有父亲把孩子带去见魔鬼的？
Where would you find father leading their son to see Satan?
你会把你的女儿带去见强盗吗？
Would you take your daughter to meet robbers?
圣父差遣圣子。
And God the Father sent the Son,
把他带到旷野去
and led him to the wilderness.
叫圣灵把他引导去受魔鬼。
So the Holy Spirit guide him so that he be tempted by Satan.
所以我今天要讲你们没有听过的道理。
So I'll teach something we have never heard before.
The negative guidance of Holy Spirit.
神反面的带领。
圣灵反面的带领。
The negative guidance of Holy Spirit.
圣灵反面的带领。
The negative guidance of the Holy Spirit.
为什么说反面呢？
Why is that we say negative?
是因你要求安舒生活的意念相反的。
Because it is just the opposite compared to what you desire to have peace and plain sailing.
每个人都要平安健康万事顺利。
Everybody want plain sailing and also peace and prosperity.
而这些已经变成了肤浅宗教的动机。
And this kind of motive of very shallow religious teaching.
或者 shallow motivation of religion.
那是宗教里面变成肤浅的动机。
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say so?
因为很多人信教就是要平安顺利发财子孙万代兴隆万事如意去烧香拜佛。
Because a lot of people believe in religion because they want prosperity, many children, also plain sailing, peace and all that.
所以有一天他不顺利不发财，就把他的富的把他摔破了。
So one day when they do not enjoy peace and prosperity, they break their mood up.
他们宗教是自私的宗教。
Because their religion is a very selfish religion.
神听我，不是我听神。
It will be God listening to me, and not me listening to God.
当你用这种宗教动机来信上帝的时候，
It is with this kind of religious motive that you listen to God.
你与外邦人就没有分辨。
Then you will not be indifferent with compared to the people of the world.
唯一不同的地方，
The only difference
是他祷告完了就走了，你祷告后来先奉耶稣的名阿们才走。
After that prayer, Jesus left. And after your prayer, you pray in the name of Jesus.
The only thing difference is you end up your prayer with in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's all.
And 唯一的差别呢，是你祷告完毕之后，你奉耶稣的名祷告。
怪不得当上帝不听你的
说。No wonder when God never listens to you,
你就对上帝失望了。
You are disappointed with God.
你就离弃上帝。
And you leave God.
我告诉你，神才不要这样的基督徒。
And God will not want this kind of Christians.
因为神是要对人发命令，要人遵循他旨意的最高的宇宙的统治者。
Because God is the ruler of the whole universe, they want us to obey His command.
神的全能不是被你利用。
The power of God is not to be used by God.
神的 almightiness of God is to judge you with his all righteousness.
The only potence of God is that you want to listen and be judged by his righteousness.
你要 interpret 不是 repeat， 你用中文讲。神的潜能是用公义审判你，不是被你肤浅宗教动机所利用。
So the almighty is of God that will judge you with his righteousness, not to be used by your wrong motive religiously.
错误的祷告是什么
？And the wrong prayer, what is?
上帝啊，你是全能的。
God, you're almighty.
我相信你是全能的。
I believe that you're almighty.
一定要医治他的病。
That you must surely
heal. 显出你的能力来。
And manifest your power.
你看见他在做什么呢？
What is he?
他在命令全能的神顺服他。
He's commanding the Almighty God to obey him.
所以从教义来说，你信的是对的。
So from doctrine wise, you believe what is right.
从宗教动机来说，你是要神听你，你不是要顺服神。
From religious motives, that you want God to listen to you, but rather not you obey to God.
这种宗教
，this kind of religion,
与外邦人的自私的心是一样的。
As compared to the selfishness of the world, is no different.
那么你说我不可以向全能神的祷告，那我是什么人呢
？You see.If I cannot pray to the Almighty God, then what kind of Christian am I?
反过来说，全能的神一定要听你的话才是神。你是什么人
？In the reverse question, if Almighty God should listen to what you say, then what kind of God he is?
是神的圣子耶稣基督到世界上来的时候。
So when God's Son come to the world,
他说如果可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
If it is possible, remove this cup from me.
听我的
，Listen to me.
你是全能的
，You are the Almighty God.
不是
，No.
他说什么呢
？What do you say?
不是照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
乃是照你的意思。
But according to your will.
神怎么听基督的祷告
？How did God listen to Christ's prayer?
杯子拿开吗
？Remove the cup.
没有
，No.
神差遣天使从天上出现，加给他力量。让他把那个苦杯喝完他。
So the angel is being sent to strengthen him so they finish the whole cup of it.
所以今天许多祷告上帝没有答应我们。
So today many prayers God never answer.
是很好的。
It is good.
因为如果上帝什么祷告都答应你，你变成上帝。
Because if God would answer all your prayers, then you become God.
而我们这些常常乱祷告的人，祷告什么上帝都听的话，那我们就变成很危险的。
So we who pray according to our will, if God listens to us every time, it will be dangerous.
你还记得你常常乱祷告吗
？Do you remember sometimes you pray according only to yourself?
你圣言就是主啊，给我死吧。
And when you are being zealous, you say, God, let me die.
你要什么上帝就给你。
So if everything you want, God gives to you,
那死了一半，你要活，上帝要再给你复活，再给你复活的大能，再活过来，麻烦的要死。
Then halfway you die, and they say, God wrestled me, and God have wrestled against me, so troublesome.
那你这一生呢，会十几次或几次了。
So how many times you will die and wrestle in the whole life?
祷告不是命令神。
And to pray is not to command God.
祷告不是强迫神听我的话。
And not to compel God to listen to what I want.
我们在祷告中间对主说，我顺服他的命令。
But also in prayer, you say, God, I want to obey to your commandment.
我们在祷告中间，我们也得顺服神的话。
That in prayer, you want to be submissive to the teaching of God.
所以你需要知道上帝的灵。反面的引导。
So you must know that God's spirit is the negative guidance.
在圣经里面最少有三次记载反面的引导。
In the Bible, at least three times talking about the negative guidance of God.
第一次就是耶稣基督都没有特权。
And just to say that Jesus Christ even do not have that privilege.
上帝的灵引他到旷野去。
And God's spirit guide him to the wilderness.
去见魔鬼。
And to face Satan.
去受试探。
And to be tempted.
孤孤单单。
Alone.
很痛苦的。
Suffering.
受撒旦的试探。
To be tempted by Satan.
耶稣受试探的时候。
When Christ was being tempted.
是不是因为他离开上帝的旨意。
Is it because he had left the will of God?
才掉在魔鬼手里。
That he fell into the hand of Satan?
不是的。
No.
刚好相反
Just the reverse.
他为了遵行上帝的旨意预备自己做弥赛亚的工作
Because he was obedient to God to prepare himself to do the ministry of the Messiah.
然后他就受禁食四十天预备自己的心
Then he fasted 40 days and nights to prepare his heart.
禁食四十天以后
After the 14 days of fasting,
他就饿了
And then he was hungry.
这是他灵性最高潮的时候。
That was the highest peak of his spirituality.
神最亲近的时候。
And closest to God.
完全不靠食物的时候。
Then he did not depend on food now.
祷告四十天之后。
He prayed for 40 days.
然后圣灵引他到旷野受魔鬼试探。
The Holy Spirit guided him to the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
你看见没有？
Do you see?
所以撒旦来到的时候。
When Satan comes,
不一定是你最冷淡灰心的时候。
It will not be the time you are the most cold and in spirituality.
可能就是你最爱主最热心的时候。
Maybe at the time you love God the most.
没有一个传道牧师，这是长老或者老基督徒，可以因为自己灵性好到一个地步而不敬畏而骄傲而放肆。
So there will not be a